Hi, I'm Natasha, and welcome to another episode of Everyday English with E2, where each week we focus on English grammar, vocabulary, or pronunciation, as well as some speaking, writing, reading, and listening strategies. And this week, it's all about spelling, and in particular, the homophones there, and there. These are some of the most common homophones that people confuse. Even native English speakers often use the incorrect versions of there, and there, and it's time that we learn them properly and get them right once and for all. I know you'll be following along closely, but if you'd like, feel free to grab a pen and paper and jot down some notes while you listen, especially because this involves spelling. Now you might be wondering, well, Natasha, what are homophones? This is a great place to start. Homophones are two or more words that share the same pronunciation, that is, they sound the same, but they have different spellings or meanings. Depending on the context, incorrectly using homophones could result in some negative consequences. You could get a lower score on an assignment or test, you might appear unprofessional because it seems you haven't paid attention to detail in your writing, or you could potentially confuse the reader who might not understand your intended meaning. So, you can see, it's important to get homophones right. Today, we are going to be focusing on there, and there. If you want to write them down, here is the spelling for each. There. T-H-E-R-E. There. T-H-E-I-R. There. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Now let's look at what these three words mean and what context to use them in. The first there, spelled T-H-E-R-E, is an adverb and it refers to a place. Put the chair over there. There's that book you were looking for. We went to Paris and stayed there for 10 days. The second there, spelled T-H-E-I-R, is a possessive pronoun, which means belonging to them. She thanked the staff for their support. The children left their class when the lunch bell rang. They parked their car across the street. The final there, spelt T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, is a contraction, which means a shortened form of two words, they are. They're willing to arrive early and help us. She said they're planning a camping trip. They're all members of the same family. But before we go any further, let me tell you about our E2 English Beginner, Intermediate and Advanced English courses available at e2english.com. There you can practice and develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills with lessons for any English skill level. Head over to e2english.com and check it out. Okay, back to class. Let's check to see if you know the difference between the homophones we've been learning today. Time for a quick quiz. Listen carefully to the following statements. Once I've said a statement, take a guess at which homophone I'm using. Do you mind sharing their address with me? This is the possessive pronoun, T-H-E-I-R. The address belongs to them. I hope they're not disappointed. This is the contraction, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, the short form of they are. I've been wanting to go there for a while. This is the adverb, T-H-E-R-E, because the person is referring to a place. Okay, last one. I don't know if they're on their way yet. This is a tricky one. There are two homophones included in this sentence. I don't know if they're... The first is the contraction for they are. On their way yet. And the second homophone is the possessive pronoun, T-H-E-I-R. I hope you enjoyed learning how to improve your spelling and the correct use of the homophones there, and there. And remember, if you want to continue to develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills and more, make sure you head to e2english.com. That's all from me today. Remember, in your next piece of writing, be mindful of those homophones. And don't forget to subscribe to the E2 English podcast. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks. I'll see you there!